All right, guys. So as you know, the NFL season is back. Okay, I'm excited. I'm very happy. And the easiest way for you guys to play fantasy is with Underdog Sports. Now, check this out. It's super simple. All you have to do is pick each week which players you think are going to go higher. And here are my picks for the week. Underdog is now matching up to $500 on your first deposit when using promo code Bradley. Again, that's up to $500 matching on your first deposit. Promo code Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Do it right now or miss out. Yeah. If you guys want to come, you want to play with me, Underdog Sports has got you guys 100%, super easy, best way to play. You can also go on the App Store. I know they got an app as well. Underdog Pick'em games are available in 32 states, including California, Texas, and Florida. All right, guys, so check this out. Sign up on underdogfantasy.com, code Bradley. Do it right now, easiest place to do it. Underdogfantasy.com, code Bradley, or you're missing out and you're losing, and that would suck. That's a bad decision. So underdogfantasy.com, code Bradley. They'll match you with what you're putting in there. I don't know why you'd miss out on it. Go do it right now. I love you guys. Let's get back into this podcast.
Oh, how was the drive?
Good.
Good.
I like it over here.
This pod's already better than signings. We said like two words.
I know. Right? Crazy. We can just end it here.
We can end honestly. It. That's it. That's it. That's awesome. I'm obviously excited to have you here. You were in the gym and you were like trying to do a clean. Mm-hmm. Was that just randomly something you wanted to do or something?
Someone told me that I wasn't able to do it.
Like chatter or something?
A chatter, yeah.
Like from
that chatter back
there.
Oh,
that guy.
Yeah.
That guy was talking shit like you couldn't do it? Yeah,
he said you absolutely cannot do it.
Why that specific movement? Because so for people don't understand, thank you for coming on, Erica. You came to my gym, you filmed like a skit with Steiny. He was like pressing you, mm-hmm. which was hilarious because I'm lifting the other girls, he's lifting you.
I was like, so surprised that he could do it.
I was
multiple
too.
Times.
It took him a while.
Yeah.
It took him a while to get it. And you guys are just having some random conversation about it, one exercise specifically that you couldn't do. Mm-hmm. Like, how does that, why that one
I think
exercise?
It's the bar. I think it's because like how, like
it's
the,
long.
Yeah. Because how big the bar was.
Yeah.
I tried it though, and I was able to do it with the 30. So
yeah.
I didn't stretch or anything, so I probably still can do it if I really tried. But
you think stretching is going to make you be able to do that?
Yeah.
No, maybe definitely not. 100% not.
No.
No. But do you train? Do you work out for real?
When I'm in Florida, sometimes I have a trainer, but I haven't been going. So.
Why?
It's why just would you? Discipline. Just slacker.
Just a slacker.
Yeah, but I eat good though. So.
What'd you do before you started doing internet stuff?
I worked at a furniture store. Did finance.
Doing what? You definitely weren't carrying shit.
No, I was not carrying anything. Okay. But I did finance. So I did like these scammy loans with like 30%.
You did scammy loans?
Yeah. I don't know how it was legal. No offense if they're watching, but it was definitely like borderline illegal.
It was like
90 days same as cash. After that, it like.
Oh, this is like full on scamming.
Full on. Yeah.
Whoa. Was that fun?
It was. I was really good at it.
Now you just scam people for f***ing pictures and shit.
Yeah.
Without the scam.
Yeah. It's all relative.
Yeah. Yeah. You like doing this shit?
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I don't particularly like love it. I mean, I love that I get like to like take care of my family and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's really cool. I'm in a really good position.
Yeah. It's you're interesting to me because like you obviously. You do really well. You have this, obviously, the oddity about you, right?
Yeah.
The fact that you're a dwarf. Like, does that ever make you feel some sort of way about the people who are, like, buying things from you? Because I guess I'm just genuinely curious. Are people, like, asking you to do weird shit? Like,
sometimes, yeah. Like, child's play and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like,
but,
we should track those people down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You should be a part of, like, a sting. Me and Steve joke about this all the time. Like, we can get a ton of those motherfuckers. Like wrapped up,
yeah, like those videos that people do, like catch them, like
exactly, yeah. You could be a part of that, you could change, you know.
Yeah, it was weird at first, like when I first started doing it, but then I was like seeing my wires come in and I'm like, dude, I don't care, like
so okay, so before, okay, we'll talk more about this in a second, but before the internet stuff, you were working at just like you're doing finance, obviously, back end stuff for a furniture store. Mm-hmm. Before that, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
Complete, like nobody was there. Like, it was very, like, small town. Also, like, didn't have money, anything like that. Like, single mom. My dad's a drug addict, so.
That's.
Yeah. But my mom is absolutely amazing, so I owe her everything. I went to high school for the first, like, regular public school for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it started to become too much of a distraction with kids and stuff, so I did.
So what what do you mean distraction? People, like, talking shit, like?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do people say, though?
Just anything. Like, they're kids. Like, they'll just say anything. They're finding themselves and just will do anything to just hurt someone's feelings. So I take it to heart a lot. So it was definitely, like, overwhelming to the point where I was not able to focus on school. So my mom took me out and I did online.
So there's, I was doing, I don't know how accurate this, my research would have been, but, like, do you know how many people who have dwarfism are in the U.S.? Is this an accurate number? Do you know those, any of those stats?
No.
I was looking, it was like 30,000. I don't know if that's true.
Really? I mean,
if that's true, it's like you're super rare.
Yeah. Also, like, nobody in my family is small. So, yes, like, they were saying how,
like, yeah, like, it doesn't matter if, like, it just can happen randomly.
Yeah. And now I can change the odds going forward. Now it's like 50-50.
So you could have a kid and it could be
average height.
Yeah.
Average. Or it can be.
So before, like, because obviously you have all the success now and it's related to your size. Mm-hmm. I just find it so interesting. Like, if you, before you had this, like right now you have all this success and you make great money, I know, doing the OF stuff, which we'll talk about more in a bit. But before you had this, before you knew you could have it, would you have rather have an average size?
Not at this point.
No. Not at this point. No. So before
yeah.
Was it some of your whole life you're like, I wish I just was that?
Yeah, it was definitely confusing for me. Like, my sisters are all average height. So I was like, why? Like, I'm struggling with, like, the normal day-to-day things that no one even thinks about.
Yeah.
So it was, like, difficult because I'm like, why me? You know what I mean? But after that, like, obviously it comes with age and there's nothing I could do about it. And I always knew that I would eventually, like, capitalize off of it. I just didn't know that it would be to this degree, you know?
Like, what did you think you were going to do? Also, like, I wonder when did you first realize, like, oh, fuck, like, I'm not like all these other people in that, you know, the height sense?
Probably, like, first grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's also so little, like, pre-K to kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, like, first to second grade, I was like, okay, everyone else is growing. Like, why am I not? Like, but... Yeah, I
definitely. Did your parents know that was going to happen to you? Like, I'm sure, did they know right away? Like, is this something you know from birth?
So the doctors couldn't, like, diagnose me as a baby. They were just they didn't know, like, too much about it, like, too much research and stuff. So my mom was like, they immediately took me back into, like, the, I don't know what it's called when you have to, like, take the child and, like, put it into, like, isolation or whatever. So they were like, trying to figure out what was wrong with me, because obviously, like, my arms were shorter, like, my legs were bowed. They were just trying to make sure I was healthy and stuff. So my mom was extremely terrified, and then they came back and was like, your daughter's a little person. And then she got really, really excited along with my dad at the time. So,
and then he just took too many drugs and f***ed off, or what would happen with him?
Literally, like, I think he was doing drugs, like, while my mom was, like, carrying me. Yeah.
So you don't speak to him at all?
Not like up until recently. No, like, I talk to him here and there just because I feel
comes
bad.
Back now because you got money or what?
Yeah, I tried to, like, yeah.
No way. You're serious?
Yeah. I tried to, like I flew him out from, I think, South Dakota or whatever, and I tried to, like, show him, like, maybe this will be, like, what makes you healthy. Like, I can show you that you don't have to struggle anymore. Like, I can help you, you know. And then I, like, gave him a couple grand, bought him a truck, and then, like, that day he just went back, like, to South Dakota.
Well, that's something. I mean, you can't change that kind of stuff and be
no, but that way I did it for him that time. It wasn't for me. Like, I'm healed. My mom is, like, everything. I don't need you to be in my life. I did it for you, you know.
Yeah.
So
what's the worst? What was the worst part about growing up and having to deal? Was it just, like, people just talking shit, or people, like, making you feel, like, separate, or?
Yeah, it was just bullies. Like, they just really ate it up that I was so much smaller, like, than them.
What are you bullying?
I mean, everyone gets bullied, but mine was just so, like, obvious, like, easy.
Kids are
easy
so
target.
Kids are so
yeah, hate them.
That just doesn't make sense, though. It's like, you know that someone, obviously, like, they, it's not something you can decide, right? You can't be like, I'm gonna be like this. So it's like, that's the thing that sucks. Like, when bullies make fun of people, where it's like something that they just literally, you don't have control over,
right?
You know, that's just the lowest form of bullshit.
It also has something to do with themselves too. Like
not also, it entirely has something to do with themselves. I mean, that's the thing that's so interesting about bullying in general is just, it's a non-dealing with whatever you're going on in here. So you just make someone else deal with something externally so you feel better about it, which is just, it's the most pussy thing
possible. And once you realize that, it like nobody can touch you. Like that's what I've realized too, especially with like all the comments and stuff that I get. Most of them are very, very positive on like my videos and stuff, but
yeah.
Obviously, there's still ones that are.
These are like grown adults saying random.
100%. Most of them are grown. And then I look at them and I'm like, okay, you have no wife, like no kids. You're clearly very sad. And I like try to dissect into it of why they're saying these things. You know what I mean? I'm not like,
yeah,
well, fuck you too. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I can fix you, you know? Like, just come talk to me, you know? Like, find out.
They're probably the same motherfuckers, though, telling you to do some weird shit in your fucking OnlyFans thing.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. So that part's really interesting to me, though. It's like, doesn't it make you feel kind of like, do people ask you to like you said, like little kid, like child's play shit?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you feel like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't give into it. I don't do any of that.
Oh, you don't do any of that?
No.
Good.
No.
I didn't know. Obviously, I'm not subscribed. No, yeah. No offense, none.
No worries.
But I'm always interested. Like, that must be one of the biggest requests is some weird.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the largest requests?
I think so.
That's what's like, where the f*** are these weird ass people?
Because it's
illegal. We need to find
it's
them.
Legal. It's like legal pedophilia.
We need to find them.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to set up a sting. Me, you, and Steve. We'll get these guys. No, I'm dead serious. Steve's dead serious. No,
I would 100% do that.
He would be so about this right now.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I'll set that up. But so what do you think you sell the most?
Like content wise?
Yeah. On your paid wall.
I think just anything, honestly, as long as it's provocative enough.
I think
they'll buy anything, to be honest. I don't do anything crazy. I don't do anything like tapes or anything like that because I don't need to.
But it's okay. So it's so funny. I don't do anything crazy, not tape. So what do you actually do then?
Just fully clothed to fully nude. Okay. Just all.
You're not doing like other.
No.
Like toys and
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Whoa. Okay, so you're really doing it.
Yeah, just not like.
You don't think like. I mean, I guess you're just like. Okay, you don't think ever that's gonna affect you or affect future relationships or anything like that.
I think it would eventually, but right now it's just so new that I'm not really thinking too far into the future. I think
whoever I'm with
should support whatever I do to an extent.
Yeah.
Without disrespecting them, you know.
This. Steve actually, because I was talking to Steve about interviewing you, he actually gave me this question, and it's interesting based on like a partner, right? So the person that you're going to end up with or try to be mm-hmm. with, are you're looking for an average size person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no interest in someone my height or smaller.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
I feel like I got a buddy for her, dude. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How tall is he?
As soon as he saw her at the gym, he's like, dude. Make sure she's there. I fucking love her. Jay. Yes. It's exactly you. Yeah. No, you probably like him. He's cool. He's a nice guy. But as soon as he saw you at the gym, he texted me and I was like, bro, you're such a fucking, you're crazy. He's crazy. But anyway, so I really am curious about like your perspective on it. I kind of asked earlier a little bit, but if you could switch positions with an average sized person and not have any of the stuff you have now, would you do it? Or would, like, knowing what you know now?
Knowing what I know now, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Now that I've navigated life to a point where I feel like I don't need to anymore. Before it was
need
hard.
To. Need to what? Be
taller.
Taller.
Yeah. I think I'm fine now. I think I've learned life well enough to know that I like find ways around things like step stools and things like that. But like I don't know. Because once you get past, like, the looks and, like, all of that, I feel like you don't, like, I'm fine now. I wouldn't switch.
You wouldn't mean get past the looks? Like, you mean, like, looking at yourself and accepting yourself or, like,
Just from other people, too. Just going out in public, like, it was really hard for me to just go out in public. I would have to, like, mentally prepare myself before I, like, went to Target or something, you know?
Just because you think everyone's going to stare at you?
Because they did. Pictures, kids are... Like, you know what I mean? Parents are sometimes worse than the kids. It'd have to, like, really mentally prepare myself. Like, okay, like, just do what I got to do and then get out of there and not, you know.
Do you find yourself now, like, just not going out as much or, like, not, like, being more reclusive overall?
Overall, yeah, a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah. But
for different reasons.
Yeah.
I like to just stay to myself.
Yeah.
That's so you, but you're more comfortable with it now. Now you don't care as much. Even if you know, like, the attention is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I'm fine now.
Yeah. Is there anything that still, like, really bugs you? Like, things people say or things people...
Not really.
Like, not, like, him disrespecting you saying, like, you couldn't lift the weight. You're like... Because I feel like he said it because you're a dwarf. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That guy's fucked up, honestly.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That guy, for real. That's mean, dude. And he was also talking about a Fat Sal's sandwich that was super big. He's like, there's no way she could eat this one. So, like...
He said that?
Yeah. He didn't get the big one. He's like, she literally can't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucked up, man. You don't... So doesn't stuff like that bug you?
No.
Like, when they're like, yeah, you can't do this many pull-ups and shit.
No, it just makes me, like, want to just fucking...
Do it.
Yeah.
What is it? Is there something... Okay. Jacob was asking, and I don't know the answer to this. I'm actually pretty naive to the dwarf stuff and just in general. But do you drive a car? Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you do that? Do you like little stilt things?
It's just extensions that like clasp around the gas and the brake, and you just like tighten them.
Bro, little I told bolts. You.
It looks like a gas pedal and a brake pedal. It's just extended out.
They're just pushed up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! So you whip a Tesla, right?
Yeah, not anymore. I got totaled from the hurricane.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had a Tesla Plaid and then a Mercedes GLC 63S.
And so how much is that modification? I'm curious.
Maybe obviously, like $600.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a guy.
You got a guy?
I got a plug. In case I have any idea.
That's cool. So, like, what's your ideal car? What's your dream car?
I had it, and then it got totaled. Not the Tesla.
No.
The Mercedes.
So, you also totaled a Tesla. Oh, because of the storm.
Yeah, it flooded the engine and
all that. You can get that again.
Yeah.
Easy. That's light for you, right?
Yeah.
I heard you made crazy amount of money one time. Is that actually true? The number, I think, was, like, a crazy millions.
$20 million a year, in a year.
Wow. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Like, no bullshit.
No bullshit.
Because someone was like, is that actually true? I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I mean, I made it. Obviously, there's OnlyFans takes their percentage. My management
of course,
takes theirs. But I made it. I'm at, $20 million in a year.
Holy fuck. Is that, like, what you average? Or is that just, like, that one year popped off?
It gets better and better, like, every month, to be honest. God. Yeah.
Wow.
Taxes are going to be fun.
Yo, taxes are going to be great for you.
Yeah.
He just comes and takes your money, man. That's one of the craziest things just in general is just like you just cannot escape that. It's such a terrible feeling.
It's like the more money you make, the more they're just going to
especially take. Like in this industry, it's just such a terrible feeling because like it's all of you. No one came and like helped you do whatever.
Right.
You just had to create it out of literally nothing. And obviously deal with a lot of shit along the way to get there.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, yeah, cool. Give me damn near half of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. I feel dirty just talking about it.
I know, it's nauseating.
So I was asking you earlier about what you sell the most. Like, what do you get requested the most to do? Do they want to see your feet? I feel like feet's super popular.
I mean, it's popular,
asking for a friend.
No. I don't think feet is as popular as, like, boy-girl or, like, girl-on-girl.
Well, you do boy-girl stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
No, that's why I'm asking you for you. Like, mm-mm. What do you sell the most is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, just myself. Just me naked. That's it.
So you full? You do, like, full porn then? Full, like, nudity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn. You know what's crazy? I was talking to a girl who did this, and she made, I think she was doing, like, nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And she made, like, $13,000 a month or something, and I was like, that seems so little to, like, be naked.
Yeah.
You know? You, though, on the other hand, it's like...
It's worth it.
Fuck. It's kind of hard to be like, I don't know if you should do that.
Yeah.
What else would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
I don't know. I would probably try to do, like, YouTube or something, like...
Yeah. Did you try to do that at all before, like...
I did. I just couldn't figure out, like, the editing. I also, like, worked 60 hours a week, so I didn't have the time.
So you just... Oh, okay. And then you're just like, fuck it, I'll do this. And it just blew up.
COVID happened when I started OnlyFans. So I got laid off from my job. And then I started doing it all by myself, like trying to figure out like how I can make the most money. So I would send them from OnlyFans to like pay me through Cash App type thing. And I would like get money through Cash App. And like, damn, I was like a little finesser. I was like trying to figure out. You were a scammer
from the fucking furniture days. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yep.
Damn, you must be crushing it.
Yeah. But then I got my job back and I still did it on the side. Like I would come home and like do my makeup and film TikToks and stay up till like 1 a.m. and then wake up at 6, go to work. Like I'd be at work like trying to finesse while I'm finessing, you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, I really have a, you have to answer this question. You can't stutter on this. Did Steiny try to hit?
No.
Okay.
He did not.
I tried you.
He was very respectful.
That would be funny, man.
Yeah.
God, Steiny. Who what influencers have tried to hook up with you?
Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Any that I know?
Probably not. I'm not gonna say anything.
Maybe one that I know.
Maybe. I mean, you're a very popular man, so.
Oh, that's thank you. That made me feel cool. Thank you. Appreciate that. She gave me the chills on that one. That was nice, man. Thank you. Wow. I'm curious. You genuinely don't think that it's going to affect your relationship stuff moving forward? Mm-hmm. I feel like because I saw a girl talking about this on, I guess she was doing a pod. It was on the whatever pod with like Candace Owens. And she was talking to a girl about, I'm doing this now. And then I'll worry about like having a relationship later. And the conversation was kind of about like, well, yeah, like you're going to deal with issues trying to have a relationship later because of what you've done, you know, like kind of reaping what you sow.
No, 100%. Yeah.
So you're just like, maybe you're just so breaded that, well, you're just going to be like a sugar mom or something.
Yeah. I guess just be like,
fuck it. Cause that's a crazy number doing what you do. Like most people don't do that. Even like some like more popular celebrities don't even do those numbers. Mm-hmm. The oddity thing is so interesting.
I know. I feel like whoever I'm with will just either, because money obviously doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to be like, oh, you have to make $21 million a year for me to be with you. Like, that doesn't matter.
Did you see that clip with Sophia and Sneeko? Mm-hmm. So you don't agree with that? You don't think a guy needs to make what you make to, like, fuck with you?
Not really, no. I feel like it could cause issues just because of, like, other people, like, looking in on your relationship. Obviously, like, I feel like society should just change like their stereotypes.
What do you mean? How so?
Just because women are so have such an advantage, like it's kind of hard to
especially nowadays.
Compete with. Yeah, it's hard to compete with. Men have it way harder now than ever.
Wow, you got to be one of the first girls to actually say that shit.
Yeah,
on camera, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm honest.
Respect.
Like, yeah.
No, seriously.
So I feel like whoever I'm with, I just want to be with them. Like, obviously, you can't like. You should support me in other aspects, you know, support what I do, support like.
Yeah. Why do you think men have it harder nowadays?
Because of OnlyFans and TikTok and everything. I feel like the world is in women's favor right now. Damn. But men also should also try to capitalize and manage them or something, you know? So.
Damn. That is, I'm telling you right now.
Really?
They're going to love that because cool. It's true.
Love you guys.
No, it's real shit. That's real shit. Most girls are like, no, it's like, it's interesting to hear that from you too, because you're obviously disadvantaged in other ways as well. Mm-hmm. And you're still admitting like that it is more difficult. Mm-hmm. Wow, respect.
Women have it way easier right now.
Women are a cheat code on the internet. Mm-hmm. If you're like beautiful, you can like post content. You know how to just do the simple thing. It's like numbers. Guys is like. I don't know. I guess there are really good looking dudes that like can just pop off, but it's like they don't really do much with it. It's different.
A woman can just wake up and do her makeup and put a bikini on and go viral, and immediately something could happen. You know, that's what happened to me. That's why I'm saying it.
Fuck.
So,
dude,
it was literally overnight success.
Yeah. Fuck. And 20 mil a fucking year.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with that? What are you buying? You buy like
my family. I take care of my family.
Yeah.
I have two properties. Did have two cars. No, I don't anymore. But
cars are fucking whatever. Not my favorite. What do you want to do with it all? Like, what are your plans? Investing in stuff or starting businesses?
Yeah, definitely businesses.
Like what?
Well, right now I'm doing a podcast. I'm starting a podcast.
Oh, really? What's it going to be called?
Small Talk.
Dude, I love it. That's what I would have called it. Fuck. I literally would have called it that. I was like, before you said that, I swear to you. I was like, this is what I would call it.
Really?
Exactly.
Isn't that genius?
It's amazing.
We're doing it with me and
I was going to try to make some jokes with that word. And then I was like, I don't want to sound fucking insensitive. No. So I didn't do it. But that's a perfect name for the pod.
Yeah.
Who you gonna do it with?
Emilia. She's the other little person that I film with sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you film like OF content?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she works for the same management as me.
What do you guys do?
Nothing.
Like rub
crazy.
Oil on each other?
No. There's like, it's very soft and like we're just naked together by the end of it. It's okay. Not anything. We do creative angles and stuff, but
creative angles.
Yeah, we have.
Describe a creative angle.
I don't even have to see it.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
So make it look like we're doing something, but we're not. Or
got it.
Know. We haven't elevated our relationship yet. Eventually, maybe we will.
Dude, 20 mil is still ringing in my ears right now. I'm like shocked on that number.
I know, it's unreal. It's only been a year. Like before that, I was making $30,000 a year. So it's absolutely unbelievable for me.
Yeah. Your taxes are going to fuck you so bad. Like, it's really bad.
Really bad.
But it's whatever. Accept it.
Do you think making that amount of money that quick, like, fucks with your head now?
Yeah. Definitely.
In like, what ways, though?
Just the value of money.
Damn.
I think I've lost, like, the value of the dollar. Like, things that I used to wish I could have. Like, going to Starbucks every morning before work. I would only be able to do that if I got paid. You know what I mean? Now I just order Uber Eats and spend $20 on a small iced coffee without even thinking.
Yeah.
Like certain things like that. I just kind of lose touch of what money is, you know?
Yeah. I think that happens I mean, that's such a large scale. That happens with anyone though too. Like when anyone's just like given something, like especially like that fast and not necessarily, not that you're not working for it, because obviously you're making content for it. But I think like, for example, even like women who are just like, everything's paid for them. It's like, you don't understand the actual value of the dollar because you're not the one having to like earn it.
Yep.
You're just the one using it. And it kind of can just change. I mean, clearly you know from where you came from to where you are now to feel like you just blow money like it's nothing.
Yep.
Do you ever get scared that it's not going to, it's going to like, you're going to, you know, people get all this money, especially people get fast money and then they lose it all.
Yeah. I think about it all the time, but that's why I'm trying to invest in certain things like properties and,
smart.
Doing the podcast, so I'm not just branded as an OnlyFans girl, you know?
Yeah.
As much as I'm grateful that I am, I'm not, it's only been a year, so. But just as much as you can get it, it can also just be gone just as fast. Yeah. So.
20 mil is harder to just lose, though. Except the government takes like damn near half of it, so we'll call it like 10. Still is a ton of fucking money. And obviously, if you're still doing well, it's still growing. Like, it's not just going to disappear.
Right. I think I've made a big enough brand for myself, like platform wise. To the point where I could always just do something, maybe not make 20 million, you know, but
yeah,
not have to go back to working my scammy finance job.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's the goal,
dude. Fuck, it's so interesting, man. I just it's like the dwarf thing, and like, who was the guy who blew up Dwarf Mamba with Logan back in the day? Like, if you could find a way on the internet, I feel like because of the visual nature of it. The it's obviously, it's odd. It's not like the average everyone. So you see it and you're like instantly inclined to like find out more.
Yep.
Do you ever like, I don't know, I guess what else, like what else is there? Obviously you're doing the podcast stuff, but what else do you want to start offering? That's just like more of you. Besides the fact that just, you know, you have this oddity about you.
Yeah. Maybe like a clothing brand. For little people. I know a lot of little people want to do that.
But how many? How many are there? I'm saying, like, I Googled, there's like 30,000. Are you going to sell to 30,000 people?
Well, a lot of people, there's a lot of short people that are like considered. I need a water.
You got the vid? That's lit. Nice. Bring that shit here, dude. Do you got the vid for real?
No.
Okay.
I don't. It's like I wasn't
worried.
No.
Nah, that shit don't.
Hey, you're like a tank. Nothing. Yeah, can get shit you.
Don't. Yeah, don't stress me. Who wins the street fight? Me or you?
Me. I'm 260.
Bro, you're not 260. You're like fucking. How much you weigh actually? 100. 100.
93. 93? Yeah.
I could fucking throw you with one hand across this room, like literally over to that glass window over there.
You should do it for a video.
No, I was actually curious. I was saying, I was asking Jacob. I was like, I wonder if you could just stand on my hands.
I probably can.
Fuck, that'd be cool. We should do some stuff together.
We should.
We will. We'll do some gym stuff. Damn, it's like a cheat code though for me. Cause you're so light. And you're compact, so it's easy. I can just like fucking.
Yep.
So easy. Wow. So you gamble.
I do. How do you know that?
I hear things. I talk
you
to people.
You should come to
the
poker.
Yeah, I hear things. Are you good at it?
No. I just have the pockets to play with, so yeah.
Well, that's what they say, is like if you got a big bankroll, it's like you're a good gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just keep playing. I'm
really good at blackjack. I have like the best luck.
I love blackjack.
I'm obsessed with blackjack.
I think I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, actually, to film some stuff with Steve. I'm going to tell him about our idea. I'm dead serious about this.
I'm serious.
Would you really do that, though? Like catching a predator, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, as long as I'm like safe.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll be we'll 100%. Guys with guns. And yeah, we'll get that motherfucker. Damn,
get that motherfucker.
That would be so fucking funny. We'd get them bad with you, man. They'd be like down bad.
Really bad.
That's such a crazy thing. Anyway, sorry.
They're all like unsending their messages right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like that's the thing about it. It's such a problem that like, isn't this the thing? Is like they can't control it. Obviously, it's such a problem. Like they know that they shouldn't be doing that weird shit.
Yeah, but they feel like they're safe because I'm 23, but I'm still 4 feet tall. So
yeah, we'll get them.
It's like a cheat code for them.
Motherfuckers, man. Those bastards, dude. What business of clothing? So that's what I'm saying. Clothing, you're going to sell to just, I guess, shorter people.
Yeah, but like, there's certain people that are, yeah, shorter
people. Like opposite a big and tall store.
Mm-hmm. Short store.
Short store. Shorten. Shorten what? Big and tall. Short. Small and short.
Yeah. I feel like we can come up
with that. What are the worst things people have said to you about, like, your size?
That the only reason why men would want to be with me is just like check me off their like bucket list.
Oh shit. Who said that to you? Was that a friend or just people say that shit?
No, people.
They're just like, only reason why guys want to be with you is because they want to be with a short person.
Yeah. They don't actually want to like have a lasting relationship with you.
That is fucking hurtful. Damn, people are mean.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. Wow. Maybe
like
Josh,
I get it though. Maybe I get it, but
maybe my buddy can change that. Huh?
This Jay guy?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's a friend of mine. He's a good guy.
Was he there? Did I meet him?
No, but he's there a lot. He's definitely a gym bro.
Is a gym bro?
Yeah, he's my friend. Good friend. I'm telling you, he texted me immediately. It was so funny.
How tall is he?
He's about my height. You like tall guys? No, it's like what?
I know. It's unreal.
So you prefer tall guys?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
100%.
Well, yeah, why?
They have to protect me.
But couldn't he protect you? He's not that. He's tall. He's tall, but he's not like tall.
Yeah.
You're talking about my height. You want something like my height.
I mean, prefer. Like, that's what my eyes are attracted to.
Like 6'3". Tall.
100%. Yeah.
Wow. What about like too tall? Like, what's too tall? There's got to be a too tall for you.
Or like 6'8". It's too tall.
Fuck. So, but he could protect you. You don't think so?
No, I think he could protect
you. Yeah, he's strong.
Talk about like lanky, shorter guys.
Oh.
I don't like those.
No love for the short kings?
At least it's just the era that I'm in right now. It might change. I don't know.
The era that you're in?
Yeah, so stick around, guys.
That's funny.
Your turn might come.
That's funny. So wait, when you were younger, though, you were attracted to taller guys or shorter guys?
Honestly, probably shorter, on the shorter side. Not like little people. But
so sure. Little people are out.
Yeah.
Dang.
No offense.
That's fucked up.
I know. I just can't help it. It's not what I'm
damn
attracted to.
Yeah. No, I get it. Such an interesting dynamic.
Right? So you would think that I would want someone.
Yeah. Night. You're like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So what are the things that were most challenging? Obviously, now things are easier. Money, like access, all the stuff that you have. What were the things that were most challenging before having all this stuff that you have now?
Besides money and being small.
I guess in relationship to being small, but not having to do with money.
Mm. Reaching a glass on the top shelf, like my mom wasn't home.
Did you have like a little stool or something?
I used to climb counters, literally. I still do.
It's kind of dope.
Yeah, so my upper body is so crazy.
That's why when he doubted you, the fucking clean, you're
yeah,
like,
I was like, no, 100%. I can do it. Trust me. I think that's exactly what I said.
Who is that guy?
It's my manager.
Okay.
He's the man that makes it all happen.
Okay. Because I seen him with you. I'm like, it's a fucking guy. Why you doubt her, bro?
I just want to see her do it. I knew she could.
So yeah. You don't actually train for real?
Mm-mm.
Why not? That'd be cool. You got like jacked.
Yeah.
Like slightly, not Jack, but like, you know, slightly.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When I see Sarah, I'm like, I need that.
Like a little her muscular.
Fucking abs.
I feel like yeah. you could do it.
Yeah.
Start doing some squats.
Yeah.
You know, some leg raises. Yeah. You should come to the gym and start training.
Be my trainer.
I'll put you through a workout for real. I mean, your form is really shit on that clean.
I was also being recorded, and it was also like, I just woke up.
Did you know that fucking reel, the random ass reel of me, and you got like 7 million views on my second account on Instagram?
Really?
I was like, what the fuck?
That's dope.
I'm telling you, the oddity shit, people are just like, what? Just like why I had all the shit, you know, go viral, because like, it's like weird when you say like me do this crazy shit, like jumping out of a pool or like lifting the girls and shit. It's just like not usual.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? And you look at it. You just really found a way to capitalize on that.
Yep.
Fuck. You're a winner.
Thanks. You too.
I'm trying. You think I'd have the same success if I was a little person?
And you looked as jacked as you do?
And I was a little person?
100%.
What if I was strong? What if I was like, I'd probably be even stronger.
It's like yeah. The, yeah. You know,
dynamic. Mm-hmm. Damn, imagine that. Is there some guy in fitness? There is a guy like that, isn't there? There's an Asian guy. Hmm. Yeah, he's like super fucking strong. Like obscenely strong. Fuck, what's his name? Yeah, go look him up real quick. There's a little person in fitness who is like incredibly strong. I just really? Randomly seen him like doing like crazy deadlifts and shit, I think.
Yeah, I feel like you would have the same success, to be honest.
Yeah.
If not more.
Let me see. I love that. This is how we. Yes, this guy. His name is Sam. He squats crazy. Like, what the fuck? So you wouldn't let Sam smash?
No.
No, you wouldn't do it?
I mean, props to him. He looks good, but no, thank you.
No, thank you?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Not an Asian guys or what?
No.
Actually?
No, not, no, I'm into Asian guys. I'm into okay. all men.
All you don't have a type? You don't have a type? No, here you go.
No.
I don't. Do you not say, yeah, you, do you not say you have a type because of the whole fucking...
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's more men. There's men that I'm more attracted to.
Yeah. But you don't say you have a type because you don't want to limit... Who buys your
I
stuff?
I love them all.
Damn. It's clever.
Welcome all. I welcome all of them.
He's like, yeah, this guy's good, dude. This guy's good, man.
I know.
Wow. You looked at it when you answered that. Mm-hmm. So fucking so sharp, man. I love it. No, you're doing it right. I respect it. It's cool. So the clothing stuff, what other businesses are you really interested in?
I don't know, honestly, besides like the podcast.
Can think of a gym you can invest in.
I would love to invest into a gym.
Really?
That would be crazy. My mom's dream is to have her own gym.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My mom's in really good shape.
Well, let me see a picture.
You want to see
like, her? Yeah. Is she? How old is she?
She's 52.
Okay.
53.
Is she a gym sis, like, for life?
she used to be more into it, but she, like, hurt her back. So she's...
You have a good relationship with your mom?
Oh, beautiful. My mom's literally my favorite person.
What does she think about what you're doing?
She is like unbelievably proud. She fully supports. She knows that I'm doing something safe. She knows I'm not doing anything that's going to potentially hurt me or anything. So she supports. She said that if this was around when she was younger, she would 100% do the same thing.
Such an interesting thing, though. The OnlyFans shit is so interesting to me.
I know.
Just because it's changing society so much, I feel like.
No, 100%.
Because people's, like, men's perspective on women and all this shit's just... Everything's just getting very interesting.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier, making things more complicated for men. And then you see, like... I don't know. It seems like it's in some cases men are just, like... I don't know. Starting to recognize it. Becoming mm-hmm. a little more upset about it.
So then they're trying to capitalize off of the women that are capitalizing off of... themselves.
All right, quick interruption for the podcast. Guys, listen, this is my house, guys, no joke. I literally eat trifecta every single day. I eat this white rice every single day. Very, very simple, very easy to use. If you guys are like, I'm curious about what am I going to eat? How am I going to eat? What kind of structure am I going to eat? You can literally go to the site, trifectanutrition.com/Bradley Martin. You can click like plans. You can click what kind of style you want to eat. Like if it's keto, if it's low carb, if it's protein focused, like you can do all of that. And they literally send it to your door. You can get a la carte, which is like full amount. So this would be like a la carte full amount of rice, or you can get sent to you in like prepared meals where there's carbs, there's protein, there's fat, there's everything balanced to whatever your diet is detailing, right? I literally eat this probably four times a day. Obviously not the salmon, but I'll eat salmon, I'll eat the beef, I'll eat the rice literally four or five times a day. This I do eat four or five times a day, but it's super easy. Again, trifectanutrition.com/Brandon Martin. If you're looking to take the guesswork out of what you're eating, and I'll be honest with you, as far as like seeing a result, seeing a goal, this is always going to be the thing next to drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, that is always going to dictate how quickly or how slow you get to that goal. So hit it up, trifectanutrition.com/Bradley Martin. Let's get into the rest of this podcast. But let me see your mom.
Oh, I don't have any like body pictures of her that are new, but I'll show you older ones.
Show me like, yeah. Did she ever compete or anything?
No. She, this is her Instagram.
You have how many sisters?
I have two twin sisters. They're my half sisters. And then I have four stepsisters.
Damn, you have like all sisters.
All sisters.
What do they think about what you're doing?
Same.
Some of
them
gotta be judging you.
Yeah. Some I don't think so.
No.
I think most of them just didn't really understand.
What is there not to understand?
Like how I went. I literally overnight called my mom and I was like, Mom, I just made $10,000 in a day. Fuck. She was like, what do you mean? And I had quit my job. Something told me to like quit my job that I was working at. And I quit. I had an apartment. I had a car. So I had responsibilities. It was very, no savings at all either. I had just paid my rent. So I was like, okay, once I pay my rent, I'm just going to quit. And then I just hated it. I didn't want to be there anymore. And I was like, yeah. I'm going to do something else. And then I woke up one morning and a TikTok went viral. And I'm like, Mom, like, did you see my TikTok? It has like 50,000 views or something like that. And then from then on, like throughout the day, it kept getting like more and more. And then it was like a domino effect.
What were you doing in the TikTok?
It was literally just me in a mirror, like to like a 21 Savage audio. So thanks,
shout
21
out,
Savage.
Shout out 21.
He made me.
Wow. So what's changed the most? Like, I guess I was, oh, go ahead. Actually answer this question first. What's changed the most because you made a bunch of money, like in your life?
The freedom like that I have with everybody, like that I'm able to just go on vacations with my family and stuff. That's changed the most, because we used to have to like plan a year in advance to go for a weekend to like Orlando or something, which is only an hour away.
Yeah.
So
do you think money buys happiness?
Yeah.
Really?
I think anyone who thinks otherwise is, to an extent it does. Most of everyone's problems are because of money. Most of everyone's sadness and depression and I mean, I might be ignorant with that.
It's tough because, like, yeah, I definitely do agree that, like, money buys you time, like your ability to like use your time for what you want.
Yeah.
But like, I wouldn't say most people's problems are based on just like money, right? Because like, you could have all the money in the world. Like, I guess I'll probably ask you this question in like 3 years when you've had money for a while, your perception would probably change. I think not that money can't make you happy in times, like especially if you don't have money and you've never had money, then you have a lot.
Yeah.
Like your ease of access or your ability to pay or take care of rent and things like that is just, you're like, whoa, you're going to have that level of happiness. And over time you'll realize like, okay, but that's still not the thing that makes you truly happy.
I think it can make you happy to an extent, but
I think to an extent.
It's going to fulfill you in any way. I think you have to do that without, there's people that have opportunities and don't want to take them because they want to find happiness otherwise, like elsewhere.
So what do you get most fulfillment in right now doing what you're doing?
Just making other people happy in any way I can. Genuinely. Like that's the number one thing that I want to do.
Other people, you mean, are you talking about like family or?
Family, just everyone. The homeless man on the street, like everybody. That's what makes me happy. And that I'm able to do that because of money. So.
Did you, before you had money, was that like what your mindset was?
Yep. I used to tell my mom when I was like 5 years old, like, Mom, she used to struggle really bad. She's a single mom. And I remember her like talking about how we're getting our house foreclosed on. And I like went around my neighborhood and I was selling beads and I brought back like $5 and I was like, here, put that towards the house. And I was like, one day I'm going to buy you a house. And then one day I'm going to buy you a car. Five. I used to put on like little shows in my living room and I would like write tickets and give them to my family. like my little guitar. I always obviously wanted to be something. I didn't know what it was though.
Huh.
But I told her, I was like, Mom, one day you're not gonna have to worry about anything.
You really believe that?
I've 100% believed it. I didn't know what it was gonna be, but I knew it.
Damn, it's weird because like I definitely remember having moments like that when I was younger, before any of this internet shit. I mean, I must have been like 15, 16 years old before any of this stuff. And I always used to think like, I'm going to do something. I just didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I always felt like I just didn't want to do something that was considered normal.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I didn't know. I had no direction. It was just like in my heart, I just felt there's got to be more than what this is.
Yep.
Because I looked around at, you know, people that I grew up with, and they went and they did this, and they kept doing the same thing in the same circle.
Same routines. They don't leave their town. They don't.
Yeah. And I always felt like, nah, this isn't for me. It's something more.
Yep.
That's interesting. Because I talk to a lot of people who have a lot of success, great success, and they all kind of like echo the same sort of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's where it starts. It's just like believing.
Manifesting.
That. Yeah.
I think it automatically just like makes your brain focus on like tunnel vision, you know? Like,
yeah. Focus on a possibility instead of obviously it not being a possibility, which I think most people rather focus or not rather. They just tend to focus on that. And it kind of goes back to the thing we were talking about earlier about like people judging you or bullying you at times. And I've obviously been in the same situation younger. And I think a lot of people listening, just obviously not all being a little person, but and just in general, living in that moment where someone's like kind of bad mouthing you or bullying you, however you want to phrase it. But the reality is like, those are the people, if like your constant thought and intentions are towards someone else and someone else is like negative, or you want to make them appear negative, and you're living outside of yourself, you're not going to be able to harbor or cultivate what you want within yourself to get the things you actually want out of your life.
Yep.
So it's interesting. Always, whenever I have these conversations with people who like do stuff and do cool shit, it's always the same sort of thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't sit and focus on you and you not being the same height as everyone else. And then like me, if I'm doing that to you, I can't expect to get the things I want out of my life.
Exactly.
I don't understand how people don't understand that though.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the most basic. Like if my energy and my thoughts is going towards you in like a negative way,
you are not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything positive for me.
Nothing.
It's weird though, because on the internet now, it's like, I guess also from my another perspective, at least on social media, is like, it's easy to also tear other people down to like build yourself up.
So I think bullying is glorified on the internet. I think like it's, people get happy if like their comment goes viral or like on my videos, if they get like 1,000 likes, it's like, yeah, I'm funny and that makes me happy. Like obviously other people think that I'm funny for making fun of this girl, so that makes me happy, so I'm gonna keep doing it. And like that's why it's so prominent now, is because people are getting such positive feedback for being pieces of
negativity garbage. Is rewarded
100%.
And it's weird because it's also just in the media. It's like everything is like it's like people just are just naturally inclined to engage more with negative bullshit. It's frustrating.
It is.
It's frustrating because, like, I would say most people, not all people, want good out of themselves in their life. Mm-hmm. Then why are people hardwired to focus on negative shit? Why do you think?
I feel like it's just the way they grew up, and like they were around a bunch of negativity, and that's all they know. Or I don't know, honestly. I feel like it's a disease.
This is a fucking social media disease.
I want to find the cure.
What do you think the cure is?
That's my next business. Finding the cure to
this. Fuck, you'd be rich as fuck. You'd be a trillionaire for that one. You find the cure for that. I don't know if there is a cure.
I don't think.
I feel like this shit's just getting worse, man. The internet's such a crazy place.
I agree.
Such a crazy place.
That's why I don't read comments.
You don't read comments at all?
Not for the most part, no. But I don't take them to heart. I actually like capitalize off of their negative comments too, like make videos replying to their comments and
on like TikTok and shit. Mm-hmm. Go ahead first. That's always been a good strategy on the internet,
because then their comments just huge on this video and everyone's like, wow, that guy's a piece of shit, you know, like you thought you were funny and now everyone's disagreeing.
Fuck, man. what do you enjoy the most on the internet, content wise or what you do?
Like with myself?
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. I just have fun with it. Just do whatever. I like getting positive feedback. I like when people think I'm funny. So when I make those videos and stuff, replying to people's comments, and people think it's funny, then I...
Oh, and you dog them out?
Mm-hmm.
I have to check it out.
You should. I'm kind of funny.
You think you're funny?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm funny at all.
You don't think you're funny?
No, not a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually just really awkward. I don't know if you noticed that yet. You haven't noticed that yet?
No.
You don't think I'm awkward?
Not even a little bit.
Huh.
You wow. think I'm awkward?
I mean, a little bit.
Really?
But like me, though, not like me.
You think you're more awkward than me?
Way more.
Really?
Yeah. I think I've just done this for so long that it's like easy for me to just like hide it.
I think you do a really good job. Look at your leg. It's just like you're just posted up chilling.
Well, this is like a defense mechanism, you know?
Oh, okay.
It's like I'm like, I can look like I'm relaxed, but I'm like yeah. super awkward and anxious.
Did you think I'm more awkward when I started coughing?
No. No, we're leaving that in too, by the way. That was the best part.
You're leaving that?
Hell yeah, we're leaving that
cool.
in.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. No, I feel like I was super awkward when you came to the gym. And what? I had to like pick
no,
you
were
up.
Like so humble and like, I feel like I interrupted you. Your work
no,
day.
It was like, because Steiny just, I had to fucking pick you up and put you on top of him.
I know.
And I felt weird, like, should I be doing
this?
I know,
you're like, am I allowed to touch you?
Yeah, I was like, I was like, is this, yeah. I didn't want to be like,
no, you were insanely
rude or
respectful.
Some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was like, because he's doing this stupid ass skit.
I know.
God, such an idiot.
It was his idea, for real?
That was his idea.
Good
yeah.
for him.
You thought that was mine, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. I should have took the credit for that one.
Yeah.
No, Steiny has good ideas. He's clever.
Yeah.
He's clever.
He's really funny.
He's good at leverage. I mean, obviously he saw what I'd done with other girls. So it was like, oh, this will be funny. And it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I should repost that shit. And you got to start coming to the gym.
I know.
You live so close. You should just come train. I mean, I guess not too close, but.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I'll start.
What's that?
I'll start. Do you have yeah. trainers there?
No. So I have another gym. The original gym is closer to here in Woodland Hills. And it's a trainer only facility, so they're all trainers and they like lease the space now.
Oh, okay.
So the two separate businesses, one
good
is the membership
you.
gym, and then one is like a trainer only location.
That's
that we
sick.
like I come in like every one like once a month and I'll have like conversation about growing your brand and social media and selling training and all
wow.
that kind of stuff. So it's like a cool spot for trainers to like train their clients and grow their business.
Good for you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Trying to figure things out, you know, trying to get that 20 mil a year. Close.
You're on the way.
Close Super
I can
close.
Help you.
Would you subscribe if I had OnlyFans?
100%, yeah.
Really?
Do you have one?
No.
Why?
Why would I? Okay, let's talk about it.
What
let's
do
talk.
You mean? Why well, wouldn't you?
Because, you know why? Because if I do things, I have to really do them.
So
really if I
do
did,
it.
No, if I really did it, I'd have to like really do it. And I don't know if I couldn't. It's like I have too much other shit. I just couldn't really do it.
I feel like you could find the time.
No, I Post. Could sure find the time, but I'm saying like, I don't know if I'm ready to like, I couldn't do that. Like, I don't know if I, you
For
know,
another endeavor.
Not if for another endeavor. Like, I just don't know if I want to put my dick on the internet like that.
I mean, you don't have to put your bare dick. You could just like creative angles or like.
Yeah, but like, imagine how lame that would be if you saw me like this. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking lame, no?
I mean, it's not lame when you're making.
Like if I was like this, that'd be lame.
I mean, yeah.
Wouldn't it though? Like if you saw me, you'd be like, "What?"
I feel like you would make so much money that it wouldn't matter though, how lame it is.
But see, there is a degree where like money and like matter. It's like fuck. There's a line.
Yeah, maybe just use it as your backup plan. If all else fails,
I'm for sure fucking girls on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, going all the way. I just couldn't do it. I just like you know, fuck. Is my buddy? No disrespect, Harry Jowsey. He
I've heard
does
of him.
Really well on OnlyFans. I know that. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't. It's like, I don't know. I think because my whole career on social media, I never posted. I was never like, you know, I never post like selfies mm-hmm. and like try to look pretty.
I noticed that your whole Instagram is like nothing of you. Like selfies, it's just your work.
Yeah, it's just stuff out. That I'm doing or like, you know, skits or content. And I've never been the guy that was like.
Why do you feel like you're like that?
Because it's fucking. I think because that is just, it's a time period. Like you could, that never sustains. Do you know what I mean?
Selfies?
Like, yeah, like being the hot guy never sustains. And I knew that from the very beginning. I mean, like being the hot girl never sustains, mm-hmm. right? You got to make as much money as possible right now if you're going to continue to do that and leverage it into other things that can sustain for you. Mm-hmm. But like I knew from the very beginning, I was like, if I come out the gates and yeah, I used to post pictures like selfies, abs, whatever. But I knew if I come out being like, here's my abs, every fucking picture. here's like I'm trying to look pretty and like
yeah.
And that's how people are getting engaged, and it's like eventually there's a new guy. That's how it works. Yeah. Someone else, new girl.
Yeah.
And so I think from the beginning I was like, I know this isn't sustainable, so I didn't want to build like my character or my personality around.
That's really smart.
That. So that's why I would always shy away from like that sort of content.
And I feel like you did a really good job at branding yourself like that. And I feel like that's why you come off so nonchalant and not awkward.
I'm awkward as shit.
I don't think you are. I feel like you're very normal.
Oh, okay. Just, nice.
Yeah. You do a very good job at not being awkward.
I appreciate that. I'm mm-hmm. fucking good at hiding it at this point. But yeah, I just think like, damn, I do. I have thought about it though. I really have.
Yeah. At least just like make the page and don't post anything on it just to see how much you make.
Can't make the just page and don't post anything and let them pay for it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. They'd be so mad at me. If I was like, loyal yo, guys, fans. Dropping a fucking, you know, make a mill and don't post anything. That'd be fucked up.
I guess it's just the finesser in me.
Yeah, you're right. You're like, yo, we'll take a picture together.
No, we could do something here.
Dude, we take a picture, me and you, OnlyFans, like, subscribe.
Me and you are the only ones on
it. Oh, my God. That would go crazy. But then I feel like such an asshole.
You have no idea. That would go absolutely.
I feel like such an asshole, though, because then they wouldn't get anything.
Yeah, that'd don't actually do it. But just know you always have options.
Just in case.
If you ever need anything, come to me.
If I ever need a bag.
That's so quick funny. Bag, just come to me.
Holy shit. That's fucked, though.
Yeah, I'm not really like that.
No, it's I could tell. That's funny. Damn, I just like just literally imagine me like taking weird selfies in the shower, like with a towel, like after, or like towel.
I feel like you get a lot of MILFs.
I get, no.
What?
No. All gay dudes.
That's fine.
My audience is 100% dudes.
Are you serious?
On every platform. 98%, sorry. On every platform.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, mine is, you know, that's, I honestly take pride in that. I'm happy.
No, that's sick. It's amazing. I don't take
like pride literally, well, fuck it. For you, it works fuck really it. Well.
Yeah.
But I think if you start to do the podcast stuff, it's not going to convert as well. Because you're like, it will, but like, you'll need more women to also engage.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You know? And I think also when you talk about how I posted stuff, I think that I also thought, like, I knew that the audience of your same sex was always just more valuable. Like, if for a woman having, like, long-term, if we think long-term, you having a bunch of females following you, there's more long-term value there than a bunch of dudes who want to fucking jerk just, off to your photos, videos, clips.
Yeah. God, I think the podcast will help me be more diverse
for sure, and you're not bad at speaking, you're actually really good at it. Thank so you. I think like this would be a good thing for you.
Yeah. Are you gonna be a guest?
100% I'll be a guest. You sick. Came you honored mine. I'll come to yours for sure.
Sick.
Yeah, you gotta force Steiny to do it too, because he's probably gonna try and charge you. He might charge you like $700 to show up.
$700
he might try to charge you, that guy.
I see his poker winnings. He's fine.
He's fine. So wait, he's got money then like that? He owes me $1,000. He hasn't actually, wait, no, Steve paid back for that. He owed me $1,000 for like 6 months.
6 months?
6 months. Straight up.
I saw him make $1,000 in like one night at poker.
Interesting. Next time just fucking grab it and be like, this is Brad's.
Yeah. I will.
Does he gamble a lot too?
We try to get him out, but he's always like says he will and then doesn't show up. I don't know.
Very if steiny he of him.
Money or
No. Very steiny of him.
Yeah.
Says he will and then doesn't flaky. Show up.
Yeah, but he did show up recently, though. I was very proud of him.
Yeah, he's not super. He's flaky sometimes. He's not flaky all the time. He's a good guy. I don't want to. Really I don't guy. Like dogging Steiny on the pod because he's actually
no.
He's
I love solid. Him. He's cool. When I got to see how he is off the podcast, when I did the podcast with him, eventually like the cameras turned off and like he was just like himself, and I was like, dude, you're like actually cool. Like I like him.
Yeah. Why do you think he doesn't do that on camera?
He's branding himself. I don't know.
Brand like, himself as a shithead?
Yeah.
You think it's a good idea?
He was flirting with me on the podcast, but he wasn't flirting with me off the podcast, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why he did that on his pod, though. I'm actually curious. Like, why he made his pod, like, him flirting with his guest every episode was, like, his thing.
Maybe he's just doing it in hopes that it'll work.
It's like, because I know Steiny, I'm like, were you doing that for Brandy, or were you just trying to see if it was going to get you some ass?
Yeah.
Like it's like a soft touch, you know, to see if they're interested.
He's feeling it out. He's smart for that.
Kind of clever. Mm-hmm. It'd be almost like if I invited girls to the gym to work out and just see how they. I would never do that. Mm-hmm. What?
finish the sentence.
No, I would never do that.
Invite girls to the gym
to come work out, and then like it's like a soft touch, like, oh, come on my podcast, and then like he hits on them to see if they're catching the vibe.
Oh, right.
Like, I would never do that at with my gym. I would never be like, come work out, and then like see if I catch a vibe. I would just be like, come work out, because like you could have a great workout at this gym.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it professional.
Because like are some people, that actually makes me think, are some people private about trying to pursue you?
Mm-hmm. Vanish mode is very prominent.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like El Chapo's wife. I hold him down too. I would never disclose anything.
Damn, you hold it down.
Yeah. Whoa. I think it's weird when girls like expose men.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
that's been a thing lately. Like recently, who's that guy?
It's a quick bag thing.
To your point, like recently Russell Brand got like accused of like some crazy shit. And whether it's true or not, it's interesting that I feel like nowadays women like accuse a guy of something, of like something heinous, like rape, right? Sexual assault, something that's going to affect them in their career like forever. And then like, you know, there's some people, it's like, oh, this never happened. And then it's like, what the like it has to be a crime to falsely accuse someone of that.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah, because it's like
you accuse a man of like domestic violence and immediately he's put in jail. Even if he didn't touch you.
Yeah. And also like not just put in jail or affected by it. It's like you're it just kind of that stays with
that's
you.
That's what you are now. Yeah. You're labeled as.
We need to start locking up women who do that shit, dude.
Yep. That's we're going to lock up men and women.
Yes.
Just lock them all up.
We lock them all up.
Yeah.
And the fucking weirdos who are like the fucking. We're going to get them. Me, you, and Steve.
Those
are gonna get them.
Fuckers.
The fucking pedo motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're going to get them. We're going to have a sting operation. So be careful, motherfuckers. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting how nowadays it's like it's this I don't know. It's just women can just do that kind of shit and they're just good.
Yep.
Like didn't the Amber Heard thing, like didn't she say like Johnny Depp
was
like
just gonna bring that
abusive
up
and all this shit, yeah, and like he just got to deal with it, and then yep, he wins a defamation thing. But like guarantee there's still people out there who are like Johnny Depp's an abuser.
Yeah. Because they saw all the proof of him not being one.
Yeah. And it's fucked because it's the problem is like even with the internet, it's like people will see a headline and a title. Like let's say you're just a random person. You read it, Johnny Depp, whatever. And then you read that and then but you don't see anything else. You don't see that like, oh, he won the case and he actually won, yep, a defamation against her. You just saw that. And then like to say you just never revisit it. And then you just someone's like, hey, let's go see this new Johnny Depp movie. And you're like, no, he's an abuser. And it's, yeah, like you just make that assumption. It's just like.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just too easy for people to just ruin people now.
Yeah, especially with
Johnny Depp, like the man is an icon,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, what the fuck. But just in general, just it just makes things more scary, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like less protection if we're talking about like nowadays for men, and it's just like there's, mm-hmm, more protection for women. So
yeah, all they have to do is screenshot their message and post it on the internet and end someone's relationship or anything like that. Like
fuck, dude.
Yeah,
that's that used to stress me out. Now I just don't even stress about it.
Good.
I don't worry about it, none of that shit, because like I don't know, I used to worry about like could I slide in people's DMs, and I, yeah, just would never do it. I would just never do
really?
It
really. You would just
never.
Wait,
I would never do it because I was always afraid that like someone would just screenshot and be like, this guy's a fucking asshole, or
because most
shit
of the time they do.
Yeah. Such a weird fucking world, man.
I know. We're going to put a stop to it, though.
Do you want to have kids?
With you?
No, I was just like, oh, okay, with me thing. Do you want to have kids with me? No, I just meant in general. You would love to have kids with me?
No.
So we're going to have kids?
No. No, we're not having kids.
Okay, we're not. No kids on the way.
Do you think they would come out really muscular?
Yeah. I think any of my kids would fucking come out jacked.
Yeah.
Jacked and.
Anyway, yeah, I do want to have kids. Just that, two
kids.
Yep.
Have you always thought about having kids?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so interesting. I was just like, I never wanted kids until I was like 27.
How old are you now?
34. Okay. How old do you think I was?
Like 33.
Nice. Solid. No. So when I was 27, it was when it hit me. I was like, I think I really want a family.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know what happened since then. Just fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently I don't have them.
You don't have any kids?
None. None.
You're still young.
Yeah.
My dad had me at 33.
Yeah, well, I also passed him too.
Yeah.
34. I don't know, man. That's an interesting one. Someone asked me the other day, they're like, do I ever worry about that?
Like not having a wife and kids.
Yeah, not having a wife and kids, yeah. And it's an interesting question because like you want something, but that's something so specific and so like such a big part of your life that I think if you worried about having that, you might do something that you might really regret.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Just rushing into it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Not the right one because you out on time or you make a decision based on like that.
I feel like because you want it, you still want that.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to have a family. I have everything else.
Yeah. I think because you still want that, it'll come to you just naturally.
The right time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so. Because who knows?
Tick, tick, tick.
Starting to feel like a girl, you know, girls get they hit 30 and they're like, fuck, this is getting stressful.
Yeah, can't relate to that yet.
I think I have a lot more time though, but the worst part about it is not that I don't have time to do it, it's that I'll be old at a certain age when my kid is a certain age, and that's the only thing that I like kind of like, fuck,
I don't think you should worry about that.
No,
there's a lot of people that have kids at like 45, like their kid, they're like 80 years old when their kid's like 7.
Yeah, like fucking Al Pacino just had a kid or some shit.
Yeah, I think but it's
like,
fine.
But yeah, but you're gonna die. He's like 89. He's gonna die. His kid's gonna be 10. You know?
Yeah, that's
like,
why you get a young wife who can carry on your legacy.
Damn, that's real. That's some real shit. But it's like I want to be there too. You know?
Yeah, I mean you don't have like a year left.
After no, I'm not 80. Born. Yeah, I'm not fucking 89. Not on that Al Pacino level, but
no.
No, I do worry about that a little bit. I guess I just have to make sure I always stay active.
Yeah.
So that like I'm not a fucking old ass dad.
I can like, totally see you being a dad. I feel really? Like you get that a lot. Do you get that a lot?
I give dad vibes.
100%.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. You do.
Fuck.
You gotta do it.
I gotta do it. I'm itching to have a kid, man. Two kids. I always wanted two kids.
Me too.
You've always wanted two?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally two.
Two.
Why two?
I don't know. I feel like it's a good number. I feel like three, it's like you just kind of forget about the third one.
You're just gonna forget.
Yeah,
two is like enough to think about and
two
focus
is enough
on.
To be like, oh shit, I left my two kids in the car.
But like, three, it's like two, and then the other one's like, oh, that motherfucker was there too, like yeah. That damn that's tough for that guy.
Yeah,
it's tough. No, I just always wanted two because like I grew up with a brother, and obviously I had a stepfamily as well, but growing up with a brother and without a father, always kind of like wanting to be the father I didn't have. That was that's really the inspiration behind it.
Good. I've seen a lot of your stuff about your dad too.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
A lot, actually.
Why? Just because of clips on the social or what?
I went down this rabbit hole like a few months ago and I saw some stuff.
Rabbit hole of me?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. What did you learn?
That you're really emotional and I respect it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, no, I'm a big pussy.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, that's so respected.
No, it's terrible.
No, it's not.
It's cool in moments and people are like, yo, I appreciate that, bro. But it's like, it's fucked up. Like, not as fucked up.
Would you rather be like heartless and this big? Like, I feel like you make up for it with your fucking arms. Like, I don't think you're a big pussy. I think you're just a man. I think that's what men should be.
Yeah.
Men should cry.
Yeah.
I respect men more when they cry.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I definitely don't regret any of that stuff. I mean, it's just the truth. It's just who I am. I think a part of it, if I really try to dissect, not necessarily the content that I made around it, but what's come of it is like the fact that like I still have a hard time talking about it and like I still will cry sometimes when I speak about it,
mm-hmm.
I think really is a large indicator that like I'm not fully
healed. Yeah.
And that's the thing that is most when I talk, I'm not saying like, oh, men shouldn't cry, but that's the thing for me is that I'm kind of still tripping over sometimes. And I think that affects a lot of other things in my life, relationships, friendships, and all that stuff.
Do you think you'll be healed when you have your own kid?
Probably. That's probably like, that'll be like the moment of like it all makes sense.
You'll feel fulfilled,
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. For sure. Because that's the thing, and I look at it, I'm just like, I'm not like, I know I'm not every day just being like, man, I'm so sad about this, but like if I can get to that moment where it's like, it trips me up that way,
yeah.
I know that it's still there. And I know that that's the stuff, I mean, traumas and the shit in our life is what makes us who we are. And it also like, it's how we defend ourselves or how when we step into relationships, we're afraid to like share this or share that or go far enough. And I've always kind of had the hard time of really committing to something because of like the fears based around like, oh, well, if I do this and then they do me dirty because I've been done dirty so many times and it's going to happen again. And that even goes back to like my childhood. Not that my dad did me dirty in a sense. He just did something that was significant to him that affected all of us.
Yeah.
But that and then like going through like my business life and dealing with like friends fucking you over and partners, business people, yeah. partners fucking. And then you're like, oh, man. And then you just get afraid to bring people in close because it's like, this person's going to, they're going to take some from me because they want some that I have, or they think they can leverage me some sort of way. And I've always kind of dealt with that trauma that's kind of like dragged on throughout my life, which has made my life a little more difficult when it comes to intimate relationships.
That makes sense.
Fucking sucks. It really sucks. And I'm trying to, cause like you like want to find the person and be like, oh, this will work.
Yeah.
And then it's like, part of it is weird because once you like think it'll work, that's when you go, the self-sabotage in it is like, oh, no, like, don't get too comfortable.
And then you put that wall up and then you don't let anybody in. Yep.
Yeah. And
I feel like you should just experiment. Just do it.
Just try and just start shooting shots.
Yeah.
Just start see where it lands. See if I get someone pregnant.
Yep.
But yeah, the childhood stuff, it's like it's delved into all the different sort of like aspects of my life.
It all correlates somehow. Yeah.
And I'm curious to you, is there anything that you've like brought along that's like stuck with you that kind of continues to come up?
Like trauma wise?
Yeah, trauma wise.
Definitely my dad, because like growing up different, I think I needed someone that could like protect me in some way and like make me feel like nobody else matters, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So not having my dad and just having my mom, who, you know, she always made me feel beautiful and special, and she said, like, God made you this way for a reason. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like men, I gravitate more towards men who are like my dad.
That leave you?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's tough.
Yeah. Because I didn't get to fix my dad.
So you're looking for drug addicts currently.
Yeah, that's my type.
Nice. Drug addict.
No.
Obviously, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is it? It's always so fucked because it's like, why are we chasing the thing that we know like hurts us? Mm-hmm. Such an interesting thing.
I know.
You're almost like looking for some sort of sense of approval or something, it seems.
Yeah, I think because I didn't get to fix my dad. I want to like fix someone else and like, if I see a damaged man, I'm like, no, I can fix you, you know?
You never can.
Never can.
Never can.
You think you can.
You always think you can. Yeah. I think that goes both ways. Everyone thinks like, oh, it's like, this chick's a whore, but I can make her not a whore.
Yeah, like Logan and Paul. No, dude,
she already was, man.
Yeah.
She's going to stay that way.
Yeah.
That's tough. Fuck. Fuck, man. LA is the worst. What's dating like out here for you? Is it difficult?
I don't.
So dating is just a no-go.
No-go.
Just because people suck. Well, so you're saying...
I've seen the way people operate in LA.
Yeah.
And I just don't want any part of it.
But it's interesting because you're comfortable with like putting yourself out there on the internet like in a sexual manner and like selling it. Mm-hmm. But
no one's touching me.
Yeah.
No one gets access to me. No one's going to give me AIDS or herpes or...
Oof. It's the worst. You just named the two worst ones.
Yeah.
You went straight for the gut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so that's like, can't be the only reason why you're not doing it.
AIDS and herpes?
Well, that's a terrible thing. You don't want that. No, none of us want that. But what I'm saying is that can't be the only reason why you're not actively like trying to be or with someone.
I just don't have any interest right now.
Damn. Sorry, guys. You heard that.
Until the right one comes along, then.
How do you know when someone's the right one?
I don't know. You just know. Like in the movies where they say, like, you just know.
Come on. The movies.
No, I live by those.
You're going to have to fucking.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
You live by the movies?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
No, my time will come. I believe it.
You think so?
Just like when I was performing in my living room with my little guitar.
All right. I respect it. What do you think is going to happen? Yeah. Someone's going to be like, and you're just going to like.
Yep.
Happily ever after. No. You It'll don't happen. Believe that.
I do.
You really believe that?
Yeah, someone's going to come sweep me off my little feet.
Someone's going to come pick you up?
Yeah.
Damn, do girls really believe that shit?
I think so.
I feel like girls really are. They're brainwashed for that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't want to, like, I want a husband and, like, a family.
How old are you?
23.
You're thinking about having a husband?
Yeah.
And a family.
By 26.
Do you think girls are doing, it seems like though girls are doing this, are like putting this off later now. They're way, way less interested in like family.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, men these days are just not father worthy.
Do you think it's the men's fault?
Yeah. Majority.
I don't know.
I love men though so much.
I feel like the OF stuff is fucking up relationships.
I agree.
But I guess not really majority relationships, no. Like, because that's not affecting most men. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just in, like, this industry.
I think living in LA, too, it just really, it's like, fucks with your mental.
Yeah, I think it's made me super fucking unhealthy.
Unhealthy?
Mentally.
Yeah.
That was, that's the thing. Like, I've been around, I've seen, like, fuck, I've seen the worst shit in women. Like, yeah. I was a scumbag for a time, for my 20s. And then I've seen other men, like in the industry, entertainment or whatever, be just like scumbags. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so for them in those times. And I guess it just made me lose all hope in women. Like, seeing women do things that are just completely, what should have been out of character.
Yep.
Then it makes me go like, damn, I'm afraid that if I choose this one, then she's doing this and that and all this other shit. Cause I've seen it all
for years. It's because LA gives you so much opportunity.
Yeah.
The better one comes along, the woman's like, all right, bye.
But why do you think that's, like, obviously that's not true. Like, the grass is always greener type thing. It's just not true. Like, it's not always just someone better. Cause like, you're just going to find someone else and create, you know, similar
issues. 100%. But I think, from a woman's standpoint, they just, especially in LA, they just want to just like experiment with them all. I don't know. That's what it seems like.
For what?
For their own personal gain. Money, Birkins, you know?
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I don't think you should let LA ruin your whole mental about it.
Everyone's like, yo, you should move.
You should move to like Orange County.
Do you think it's any better?
Yeah, I lived in San Clemente for a little bit and it's absolutely a whole different world.
I feel like it's I feel like LA still permeates like Orange County though. Like, it's still LA's pretty much Orange County.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You think where I'm at right now is like LA?
No.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but your whole everyone that you associate with is everyone that you know.
True, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is, but it's have the ability to change it.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Why do you think people have a hard time changing things that they know they should change and they don't change?
They're comfortable. Hmm. Obviously, you're comfortable.
But obviously so uncomfortable in other ways, though.
Yeah, but the other things that you are comfortable with obviously overpower the ones that you're not. It's all like, you know.
Speaking truth.
Yeah.
Fuck, feels like therapy for me right now. I saw my therapist.
You're welcome.
I go to therapy for real.
Do you really?
Yeah. Once a week. Used to go twice a week. My therapist literally said the same thing to me.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like the uncomfortableness, like it not being uncomfortable enough. Mm-hmm. That's why the change hasn't happened. And that's a frustrating thing though, because like logically I know there's certain things that I like need to change. And I'm like, oh, I don't need to. So I just continue.
Mm-hmm. Because before you had all this, there were still things that you wanted to change too.
Oh, for sure.
Like now you have everything. So now you're like, well, don't need to get up just quite, you know? Quite, yeah.
Fuck. I feel stuck.
You feel stuck?
Sometimes.
I feel like because you're aware of things, though, it'll keep you from
too aware. So. I feel like I'm too aware.
Yeah.
That's one of my problems, I think.
Too aware.
What do you think you struggle with the most?
Being really sensitive, taking everything to heart. Only from people that I like love and care about. That I actually like care about their input on my life and stuff and the way they treat me. I'm really sensitive.
But people in your life that you care about, they're not treating you bad.
No, but it could be like the smallest thing and I'll just overthink it.
Smallest thing?
Overthink it. Overthinking. Smallest thing.
Sorry, trying to make a fucked up joke.
right.
Not a good one. Overthinking.
I'm a little overthinker. That's why my head's so big.
That's why you're what?
That's why my head's so big.
Is that actually why?
Because I overthink, yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking stupid. It's definitely not why your head's big.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? I feel like everyone knows that answer.
Are you actually 260, though?
Yes, yes.
Wish you had a scale in here.
Get a scale. Should have brought a scale. That would have been dope if you came in with a scale.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, I should have told you. Damn. Oh, that would have been so funny if you came with a scale. I don't believe you. Get on the scale. No, I am 260.
Okay.
I'm actually probably like 262 right now.
262?
Yeah. Because I've been drinking a little bit more water. Yeah. Getting ready for a fight.
Who are you fighting? Dylan Danis?
No, I've been trying to get Dylan on my podcast.
Dude, really? He'll do it.
No, he said he was going to do it. And then guess what?
He's in camp
right yeah, now. That's probably why. And then, you know, it's funny. There was actually a really funny exchange I had with Dylan. I was like, I found this shit hilarious. Okay. So I DM'd him. I followed him for a long time. I said, come on my podcast. He said, if I'm in LA, sure. I said, just let me know when. And his immediate next text was, I know you're not a bad guy, but if you try some shit, I'm making you into a pretzel. Like, as if I was going to fight him or something.
Really?
And I said, why are so defensive, LOL? And I said, don't be. He said, because I don't know you, LOL. I said, I'm a weak bodybuilder. And then he said, why I agreed to come on, LOL. And then I did a bunch of laughing and I gave him my number. But I just thought it's funny how he was defensive pretty quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. As if I was going to just attack him on the podcast. No, I just wanted to talk to him. I still want to do the pod.
Who do you think is going to win? Have you talked about this yet? I'm sure you have.
In some moments. So you're talking about
Logan and Dylan.
Oh, Logan and Dylan, not KSI and Tommy. So KSI and Tommy, I answer that first because it's really easy. It's going to be Tommy, I think so. And then I hope that ages well. And then Logan and Dylan, I'm going with Logan.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he strategically picked someone that, you know, Logan's been boxing for like, I think 2 years, pretty solidly training.
Mm-hmm.
And he strategically picked someone that is like not a striker whatsoever. Really good jiu-jitsu. So I think that's, you know, I mean, boxing is very specific, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I know that Dylan said that. I think they shook on it. He said that if you beat me, Dylan said this, if you beat me, then all the money of my purse goes to the people of Crypto Zoo or whatever, some shit, these scam bullshit. And we have to do an MMA fight. And that's what I really want to see.
I would love to see that.
That's what I want to see. That'd be, then I would probably go with Dylan.
Yeah.
But also there was a clip, Nate sent this to me, one of my guys sent this to me. There was a clip where Logan was saying he would beat up Tyson Fury in an MMA fight.
Logan said that?
Do you know who Tyson Fury is?
Isn't he like the best?
No, Tyson Fury. When you said Tyson Fury.
Like, isn't that
the tallest, the biggest, the best heavyweight ever almost. Like, yeah, Tyson Fury, big, like 6'9".
Yeah.
Striker, he's going to fight Ngannou. He was talking about MMA fighting him, which I was like, wow.
Because he thinks. Balls.
I would, I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see that.
I'd also love to just fight Logan in MMA. That'd be dope.
You would?
That'd be fun. That's what I would do. That's what I wanted to do. But yeah, that's, I don't know. So I'm thinking if we're just going fight for fight, I'm saying KSI is going to lose. Dylan's going to lose.
I think Dylan's going to win.
What's that?
I think Dylan's going
to
win.
You do? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to win for real? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. You just like feel it. You just, I don't know.
If Dylan wins, that would be, not that it will ever really affect Logan.
I just want him to win so bad, just to shut both of them up, Logan and Jake. No offense, but I just can't handle it. I just can't stand it. They need to just not talk ever again.
Why not?
I just can't stand them.
Really?
Just their face alone. I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. They're too, like, up, like, what's it called when you're, like you're on such a streak of, like, winning.
And, ego?
Like, being relevant. Like, their egos need to be humbled.
Humbled.
Can you fight them, please?
Well, I was talking about fighting him outside of my gym, and then Jake sent a Mike Perry at me for $1 million because Logan never answered.
Who's Mike Perry?
That's what I said, and then I Googled him, and I was like, oh, this guy's like a fighter.
Oh.
So. I never heard of him. And then I looked him up. I was like, oh, he's like a legit fighter. But yeah, Logan never responded when I said that. So no, I don't have my opportunity. I'd love to get my opportunity though.
Good.
In MMA. That'd be nice. But yeah, no, I mean, I get it though. Cause they're playing up that whole, you know, that's their thing. That's been their thing forever.
Yeah.
Like the hype, you know,
they're just too cocky. Dylan's not cocky. I feel like.
I don't know.
Logan and Jake are.
I don't know. But that's interesting you say that he's not cocky because, like, he also, though, was the guy forever who he would comment on, like, every single person and talk about he would beat them all up.
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Like, he was also the guy who would,
He
would comment everything. Like, he would comment to me, he would comment to every professional fighters, all kinds. Like, he was talking about beating John Jones or some shit in a fight. John Jones, like, one of the greatest fighters on earth, one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's happening in heavyweight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if you're talking about in this exchange, but Dylan did all the stuff that Nina, like, just went hard on Nina. You don't think that's fucked up, you know?
I feel like he could have ended it a lot sooner. Like, saying a couple things is one thing, but making that
you start getting those views, you're just, like, gassing it up. Fuck
yeah. I'm sure it's not just him behind it, obviously, too.
Who else do you think is
making,
behind
it? Making, like, the memes. Obviously, it's, like, his team and
people
stuff.
People are sending it to him. But you think he's going to win just because you want him to win, or you think he's actually...
I want him to win, then I feel like he's going to win.
That would be devastating. Not long-term for Logan, but, like, because of all the shit talk, if that guy also wins, it's going to be, like, people are just never going to forget it. Even though, like, Logan will always be good and rich and successful and all this shit, people are just going to be like, this motherfucker got you.
Yeah.
Because of all the disrespect of his woman. And if he wins, it's going to be really tough.
Gonna
be a tough night.
I think he did disrespect his girl too much. I don't agree with that.
He went hard.
Yeah.
He went really hard.
Yeah.
How come you didn't come out and feel like, yo, Dylan, what the fuck? How come you didn't protect him? Steiny asked that interesting question on that pod. He was like, why didn't more women come to her, like, defense?
Mm-hmm.
Other than, I think Lena came to her defense.
Lena did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Adam, 22. Thoughts on that,
them coming to her?
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense for them to do that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's funny. That's what I thought too. I was like, of course. Nothing wrong with it,
nothing wrong with it,
but I definitely thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think Logan liked them coming to his girl's defense, or do you think he wish it would have been like someone else?
I don't know. I've never talked to Logan. I don't know his opinions on
never
anything.
Ever. Oh yeah, you're super brand new.
Yeah, Dylan, on the other hand, I have spoken to.
When?
Quite frequently, actually. That's like the only one that I would say that I spoke, like, talk to.
You speak to Dylan often?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like your homie or what?
That's my homie.
Oh shit. Okay. Can you tell him that he needs to respond to my fucking DMs?
So absolutely.
Please, I would love to have him on.
You want me to do it on right now?
Please do it. Tell Dylan, be like, if you could just FaceTime him?
Say,
right away.
I don't think
just
he's going to answer a FaceTime.
Who knows? Try it. If he does, be like, right away, just say, hey, I'm on Brad's podcast. All
right, here we go.
We're not going to troll him. Yeah, let's try this. He's going to answer. 100%.
His phone's always on D&D.
That's okay. He's on his phone right now. He probably has you the only one off of D&D, so he gets your messages and texts.
You think?
I don't know.
I'm going to try calling one more time. You know how if you call twice, it, like, gets past the D&D?
Does it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's good to know.
He's not answering.
Fucker. That's okay.
I'm just going to text him that you want him on your podcast.
Yeah. But also text him, like, to try to answer. It'd be so funny if he answered right now. It'd be really good
content. It would be really good.
Really good content. I'm going to go pee, try and get him to answer. So who are, like, the craziest people who have, like, DM'd you? Have there been some, like, are you talking, like, A-list, like, B-list, like, influence? Like, where are you at?
A-list. Like,
yeah.
Best rapper of all time in certain people's eyes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Does that ever trip you out? Like, just the type of access? I mean, it trips me out because I go, like, fuck. That's one of my fucking annoyances is, like, you can be with a girl. She can get, if she's got some followers, she's, mm-hmm. you know, bad in someone's eyes, whatever. It's just like she has access. Someone could access her.
Yep.
It just makes you go like, the fuck?
Yeah. Certain people that you never thought you would be able to access that can just send you a DM on Instagram.
Yeah.
Of like a little black heart or something.
It's like fucking the game up, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking the whole game up for everyone.
Yeah. I think for them too, I think it just makes me not see them the same. Like everyone can just access these A-list rappers, celebrities. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I grew up listening to certain people and like thinking that they were like fictional.
Yeah.
And then they're just like.
That's the thing with the internet. Like I said, there's always someone that's like, whatever, it's got more followers or got more money or got more clout. And it's like mm-hmm. with the fear with women, I guess, in this space, obviously this isn't applicable to everyone, but like, it's just that they're just going to like, oh, I can just, if I had this and I can try to get something better.
Yep.
You know? So just like that, we were talking earlier about the whole grass is greener mentality. It's just so fucked in this industry.
Yeah.
I should just quit, dude.
Just quit.
I should quit this shit.
Yeah.
No, just you hang shouldn't. Up the hat. Nah,
I like think you it. Should just play the field.
Play the field?
Yeah.
Nah. I've done it for too long.
Can't beat them.
Can't beat them, join them?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I don't.
You're hanging up the towel?
I've done it for too long. I did it for too long. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Too much. Like I told you earlier about the amount
of
shit
that
I've
seen. Are you announcing your retirement right now?
What's that?
Are you announcing from your retirement?
From the game? Man, maybe a soft retirement. Huh? Yeah, soft retirement. Jacob says, please. No, I just like, honestly, I'm just like, I don't, there's no enjoyment in it. There's no fulfillment in it.
It's not
just,
exciting.
It's just like doing it just to do it. And then it's like, I felt like, because I did it so much, it got to a point where like, I fucked myself up. Because I'd fuck up myself because I'd see what other people were able to do. And just, mm-hmm. I know what was happening and I'd see it. Or I'd have friends and they would show me this, show me that. I'd be like, fuck, man, this is just treacherous out here. And then I did enough of it myself where it made me feel like even more skeptical about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fucked up part. It's like I had all this fun or whatever you want to call it. And it's just fucked up my perception drastically on like trust and women and all this shit. And I don't think that's a good thing.
No, not at all. But I think it's the industry that you're in, the city that you're in.
So you're saying I got to move to Utah.
Move to Utah. Still do your podcast.
Still do the podcast.
Yeah.
And then
just transfer your gym. Have your gym over here, but have someone else manage
it. Open one over there too.
Yep.
That might be the play. Get a good Mormon girl who does
good
anal
Mormon girl.
Or soaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know it's soaking. He looks like a guy who knows about soaking. I don't know why. He just looks like that guy who might know about soaking.
He's Jewish.
Oh, he's Jewish? Okay, never mind. Yeah. It's a Mormon. You know what it is? They're like, you just put it in, but because you're not making movement.
It's not considered.
It's like not sex.
Yeah.
Or like anal. It's like, but then like you could soak. Have you heard about this shit? It's
yeah.
weird. You could soak. And then, like, someone could, like, move the bed for you.
Yes. Yeah, someone was talking about this.
Oh, it's so weird. Mormons got their own whole fucking sex, like, thing over there.
You should definitely experiment.
Honestly, like, respect for them, like, coming up with those loopholes.
Right.
And poop holes. I don't know, dude. Mormons are, like, damn. Respect, for real. That's crazy. Maybe I'll learn how to, like, soak and get my friends to shimmy the bed. Change my life up.
I think you should.
Find a good Mormon girl. Then find
this
out.
This is the journey.
This is
Bradley's
the journey.
Journey of finding a good Mormon girl.
Finding a good Mormon girl. Or just a fucking Midwestern girl. Like a girl who like cooks and cleans, like cooks, like throws down in the kitchen, takes care of you.
Massages your feet.
Whoa. That actually sounds incredible.
Yeah. You could find it.
Are you a big foot person? You like feet?
No. Not particularly. I don't like hate them. I feel like, I don't know.
Do people ask you for like feet stuff a lot? I asked you this kind of earlier, but I don't know if you really answered it.
Yeah. Features. If I'm like on my live, so everyone just be like, show your feet. I feel like it's really common.
I feel someone told me I was on Twitch live, I streamed, and someone was like, yo, your feet are all over this site. My feet. Some site that like archives people's feet.
Why do I feel like I heard about this?
I don't know. It's a site that archives people's feet.
Feet Finder?
Maybe. You're probably on there too.
No, I should be.
I don't know if I want to be. I just think they just did it. Cause like I remember I sat in a pod. We did another pod that I have with my friend Sarah, the one you were talking about, the mommy daddy talk. And I had my feet out and I didn't know it was in a shot. Jacob fucking did me
your
dirty.
Bare feet.
Bare feet. Not only bare feet, my fucking claws. Cause I didn't fucking clip them. So they got claw.
Oh, they ate that up.
They got claw feet, Brad, on that, whatever that thing is. That's not good, man. Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
That's why I'm trying to hide my toes.
You got claws?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Your feet are done. They're all fancy, and you got fucking Louis Vuitton slides on. You're fucking bougie. What kind of bag is that?
Balenciaga.
Oh, fancy.
Something like, you know.
Would you buy a Birkin bag? I feel like it's such a waste of money.
No, I'm waiting for someone else to buy me one.
So is that a thing? Girls like, no, someone's got to buy it for you? I thought you weren't the bougie girl.
No, it's a good investment. It doesn't really depreciate.
I hate that you're probably right about that.
I am.
Fuck, I hate that.
It's like non-bust-down watches. How do you feel about bust-down watches?
Ugly.
Corny, right?
Corny. So corny.
Yeah. Did you like my AP?
Yeah, I like. Yeah, you got that back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
No, Sarnie stole it.
Imagine. I mean, I wouldn't be giving it to another girl.
No, you literally brought it back to me in like a plastic bag. It's really nice.
Yeah. I was going to steal it, and then I was like, nah, I don't want to steal this.
You thought about stealing it?
No, I'm kidding. Obviously,
I went to steal it. It would have been nice for a bit.
No, I just saw it, and I was like, someone sent me a picture, and they're like, yo, it's that girl's. And like for a second, I was like, maybe I'll sell this.
You probably would have got like 20K back for it.
I'm kidding. I text you immediately. Was like, yo, your shit's here.
Yeah, no. That was cool.
And yeah, Steiny would for sure re-gift that to another girl.
Yep.
And say he bought it.
100%.
Shout out, Steiny. We love you. But yeah, so do you have any other questions for me? You're going to come train?
I'm going to come train.
You could like actually, would you actually take it serious?
I would. Yeah.
Do you think you would sustain training after? Meaning like, would you continue to train or would just be like?
Yeah. So coming from someone like you who's telling me I should, I would.
And if like, you imagine you learn, like imagine you're just like fucking fit as fuck.
Yeah. With a big ass.
That'd be a whole ass. That'd be a whole nother like fucking dynamic. Like imagine that. Then you got the fit thing.
Yep.
You got the little person thing. Fuck, dude.
Yep.
That might be the move. That might be your next move. Another 20 mil a year. Easy. Maybe even 40.
70.
Fuck.
I already did 20.
Fuck. Are you on track to beat 20?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think you're so.
You're a fucking sap. Yo, congrats.
Especially after this.
Congrats. For real. That's amazing. 20? Dude, you can, dude. You can't do that. I can't even do that kind of shit.
Yes, you can. See, that's the problem.
Well, I mean, I just.
There's you certain- saying that you're. Automatically
no, I could do it. I know I can get that money, but I'm saying the way you've done it, how like that is like that's absurd.
Yeah, but think about how much more you're gonna feel good about it, knowing how long it took.
I don't know.
You're like, no, I want it now.
I don't know. No, dude, you went like this.
I know, literally.
Within a year, that's got to be a record. There has to be a record for this.
No, because there's like Bad Baby who made like 50 million in a day.
I think
for a normal person
this is why it's different. Before. Bad Baby is a different example. It's a bad example in this sense because she built popularity for a while and then dropped that shit. Because what? She was popular at what, 16 or some shit?
Yeah, like 14 something.
Yeah, and then she became 18 and then all these fucking weirdos were like, oh, well, finally.
Yep.
Then they got it, right? So it's like that popped off and like the oddity there.
But I don't think she's doing good longevity-wise.
I think she don't even need to. She got enough money to even matter. True. But that's what I'm saying. Like you did it like this, but you didn't have like a big runway.
Nothing.
It sounds like you just went from nothing to every like a fuck ton.
That's really exactly fast. What happened.
That's crazy.
It was a huge life adjustment, but I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
Shout Congrats. Out Dice Management.
That him?
Yep.
Nice. Hell yeah. Right on. Did a good job. Congrats. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking with me, sharing your time. He didn't hit you back, huh?
No.
Fucking bastard.
I know. Really needed
that. Fucking Dylan Danis. That's okay. We love you, bro. Anyways.
Love you, Dylan.
Yeah. Subscribe to the channel, post notifications, all that good stuff on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube. Let us know who you guys want to see next. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Any last questions for me?
Nope.
Nothing?
No. Can I be your... your weekly therapist?
Honestly, that'd be amazing.
Okay. I'll do it for free. Pay you to be.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to. That is. You got maybe sit up with that one.
Yeah.
How much would you pay me?
How much do you make now?
An hour?
A lot. You had to average it out.
Oh, I can't even
say. $5,000 an hour?
I can't even say.
That's all right.
Yeah, I can't say.
I'll match it though.
Damn. Yeah, you're rich. You're like rich. That's cool. Congrats. All right, we're out of here. I love you guys. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so
for
much.
Real. Yeah, absolutely.